I don't forgive you. You say your life is through. Come on, give me something I can use. My give a damn's myself. Well, I really wanna care. I wanna feel something. Let me dig a little deeper. No, man, sorry. Nothing. No. You've really done it this time. My give a damn's busted.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the Federal Reserve Board wrapping up its policy meeting today and could lower interest rates for the first time in 4 years. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more.
Nobody knows exactly how much it's going to be, whether it's a quarter of a percentage point or half a percentage point. Wall Street is expecting a bigger rate cut, while most economists I'm talking to think that they're going to take that more gradual approach. But the bottom line is that those interest rates are going down. And this is just the beginning of a series of interest rates cuts that will make the cost of borrowing money at least a little bit less expensive. So that applies to everything from your mortgages to a new car loan to credit card debt.
Another round of deadly explosions rocking Lebanon for a second day involving communication devices. Sources tell ABC News Israel was behind yesterday's pager explosions. Today, Israel's defense minister visited troops and says they are open to a new phase in the war and says resources are shifting to the north. This is ABC News. The company behind an iconic American product, now forced into bankruptcy.
Invented by Earl Tupper and launched to the public in 1946.
This is Tupperware.
The plastic food containers have found their way into homes around the world. The pandemic brought a boost in sales as more people were cooking at home, but now Tupperware CEO Lorianne Goldman says a challenging macroeconomic environment has the company seeking protection from its creditors. She says Tupperware production will continue through the bankruptcy process. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Americans can renew their passports online starting today. The State Department says its new passport renewal system is now fully operational and faster than the traditional mail-in paper application process. President Biden set to sign a bill that will get Billie Jean King another honor. The Tennis Hall of Famer and activist will become the first individual female athlete to get the Congressional Gold Medal, adding to her Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2009. Michelle Franz, ABC News.
I got my shit together.
I got my shit together.
I got my shit together.
Just say it. You can get your shots together too. Your COVID-19 shot and your flu shot at the same visit as recommended by the CDC.
I got my shots together.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both.
Are you getting your shit together?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Jorge, let's bring the nail gun over here.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
Floored by his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Allen. Campaign focus on the battleground state of Wisconsin continued Tuesday as Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance was in Eau Claire.
There's no need to beat around the bush here. Wisconsin is one of the most important states in the country, and this is one of the most important parts of the state of Wisconsin. Because we know that we're going to win a lot of voters here, but only if people actually turn out and show up to vote. Make sure you vote and get your friends and family to vote too. And those two messages, I think, are why we're here in Eau Claire, and it's why we're going to win the state of Wisconsin.
It was Vance's second campaign stop in Eau Claire. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin Friday with a campaign stop in Madison. Sales tax talk in Racine County.
Racine County is just one of three of Wisconsin's 72 counties without a sales tax. It's been a discussion point for years, and now the Racine County Board is proposing a 0.5% sales tax to help fund government services. An average resident would pay an additional $126 annually, with the sales tax applying to most retail purchases, but excluding items such as food and prescription medications. If approved by supervisors in November, the sales tax would go into effect next April and generate an estimated $20 to $25 million in revenues. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin stresses the importance of protecting access to in vitro fertilization on the same day U.S. Senate Republicans blocked a bill establishing a nationwide right to IVF. Baldwin says it's crucial to protect these procedures.
Make no mistake, Americans' rights to IVF and other reproductive care is still in jeopardy. It's more important than ever now that we enshrine Americans' rights to start a family on their own terms into law.
Baldwin's challenger for Senate, Republican Eric Hovde, also came out in support of IVF procedures in February.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another unseasonably warm day today under sunny skies as highs smack the mid-80s. A few more clouds filtering in here this afternoon, becoming mostly cloudy tonight with a small shot of showers and maybe some storms. And a few of those may still linger early tomorrow morning. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 74.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
We will get an update on farm safety issues and what you can do to keep you, your family, and others safe during the harvest season. And it's Wednesday. We'll check in with producers from Minnesota and Oregon and learn about Oregon's Measure J on this week's Farmer Forum.
Live from next year's This Day Last Year via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This morning we'll begin with a conversation with Megan Schassow from Upper Midwest Agricultural Safety and Health Center. Then it's our Farmer Forum with Kevin Papp and Derek Josie. Directly following the news, Margie Eckelkamp from The Scoop. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, say hello to the host of AgriTalk, Chip Laurie.
Hey, good morning, David. She kind of went back to the future on that open there.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's only because I'm not sure what day it is. Yeah. Is it today?
I like it.
You know,
is it
next year's last year?
I don't know. Well, and this was probably, I'm guessing, prompted by me asking you the question. A year ago this week, we had a theme that we were talking about on AgriTalk.
Yes. Yes.
Since it is National Farm Safety and Health Week, and mm-hmm. that theme a year ago, and I think it can be our theme again this year. I mean, it can be AgriTalk's theme every year when we get to Farm Safety Week, and that is, what was it?
Don't stick your hand in there. Whatever you do, don't stick your hand in there. You are not fast enough. Your clothes are too baggy. Something's going to catch.
Yep.
Don't stick your hand in there.
Don't do it. Good stuff. We are actually getting Megan back on here from UMass to talk about some of the issues that can help make you and your family and those around you more safe during the harvest season. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get, and this farm safety is a big thing for Kevin Papp up in Minnesota too. Kevin's president of the Minnesota Farm Bureau, very active in Minnesota agriculture and ag issues, and is going to be talking about some of the farm safety issues as well. And then Derek Josie, I think a lot of people know Derek. He totally honest farming over in Tillamook, Oregon, and his blogs, his comments, his advocacy for agriculture is well known. And they are dealing with a Measure J up in Oregon. We're going to find out all about that. It's on the ballot for this fall. All right. That sets us up. Let's go ahead and get started with the news. What do you got?
The National Weather Service outlook calls for very heavy rainfall and flash flooding possible in Montana today. Severe thunderstorms are possible in the northern and central plains and upper Midwest today and Thursday. We're at 79 degrees and mostly sunny here in the Constantinople of the Midwest, Chip.
Yeah, it's not quite that warm here yet, just 71 degrees, and there are some rains out there. Mm-hmm. And Montana is getting covered up in some showers right down north to south through the center of the state right now.
Well, Chip, as the Fed prepares for its first interest rate cut in 4 years, debate continues over whether the cut will be a cautious 0.25% or a larger 0.5%. Traders are leaning towards a larger cut with 61% odds on a 0.5-point reduction. While most economists favor a slower approach, all three major stock indices closed with minimal changes in either direction as traders await the Fed meeting conclusion today.
Yeah, what is it, 1 o'clock Central Time? We'll get the decision, and it will be very important for not only the equity markets, but it's going to have an impact on commodity trade as well.
Well, Chip, a strike on October 1 seems more likely as time is running out. That's a warning from the International Longshoremen's Association. Negotiations for a new labor contract have stalled, but the U.S. Maritime Alliance, which represents port employers including ZIM and Maersk, is willing to resume talks, quote, at any time. Hezbollah has vowed to respond to an Israeli attack that killed at least 12 people and injured thousands across Lebanon on Tuesday when pagers belonging to members of the Iran-backed militant group exploded almost simultaneously.
Wow.
Chip, this, wow.
This is like science fiction, people what? Making stuff up, stuff. When I first heard these reports yesterday, I thought there is no way that that is happening. This is, and then the Washington Post reports it, and then Reuters reports it, then Bloomberg. Then it started coming from everywhere. There are other devices blowing up today, other communications devices blowing up today.
Yikes.
This is crazy. What is next level stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's interesting who from what countries had those pagers in their pockets when they went off, too. Very telling there. Yep. Chip, Vice President Kamala Harris unveiled a plan to cap child care costs for working families at 7% of their income, a key policy initiative aimed at addressing economic concerns in her campaign for the White House. Price controls. Chip, I can't take it with the price controls. Caps don't work. Caps ruin things.
Yeah. Nothing to add to that.
Yeah. U.S. mortgage rates dropped last week to the lowest level since September 2022, with a 30-year fixed rate falling to 6.15%, sparking a surge in home purchase and refinancing applications. This marks the seventh consecutive week of rate declines, driven by anticipation of Federal Reserve interest rate cuts. Chip?
Yeah, that's real interest rates leading the Fed. That's exactly what that is.
Oh, here, you'll love this, Chip. The Department of Energy plans to acquire up to 6 million barrels of crude oil for the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, with deliveries slated for early 2025 at the Bayou Choctaw site in Louisiana. So 6 million barrels, we can afford 12 million barrels. We need 320 to cover the shortfall.
Right. Right.
Back over to you.
Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Margie Agelkamp, editor of The Scoop. Good morning, Margie.
Hey, Chip. Good morning.
All right. So one of the themes that we're pursuing in Farm Journal right now, purchase with a purpose, making sure the money spent on crop inputs has a positive return. That takes, and deciding that takes data, right?
Yeah, you're spot on with purchase with a purpose. As the old saying goes, you plan your work and then you work your plan. And as folks are evaluating break even, what commodity markets are doing, you guys talked about the big decision from the Fed potentially today. How do we make agronomic decisions make economic sense? And there is this thought of needing to pull back where we can pull back on some of our inputs, or how do we make those smart decisions? And just spoke with the team at Winfield United. They say the solution really lies in making data-driven decisions. And they've got two examples they're really pulling out from 26 years of their applied research through the Winfield United Network and their answer plots. One being fungicide timing. So really making sure that when disease is present, when it's time to apply that fungicide, you are doing it for the optimum effect based on the hybrid response as well as the disease presence. Another one, and I know this is a big one because it's a big expense for farmers, would be nitrogen. So what are the ways that we can tailor nitrogen rates and nitrogen timing to, again, optimize that decision and that dollar toward peak agronomic performance?
Yeah. Yeah, push the pencils, do the homework on this one, because there's a lot of cost cutting that has already happened, and growers are going to be looking to cut costs even more as we get into 2025. Margie, good stuff. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chip.
You bet. Margie Ackelkamp, editor of The Scoop. Get more at www.thedailyscoop.com.
La 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 la.
Some things shouldn't be flat. But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at ghxseed.com/connect.
Your needs are evolving, and so is our lineup. Firestone Ag is introducing premium Bridgestone tractor tires engineered to meet your evolving needs, especially if you have heavy on-road driving habits. Equipped with the latest tire technology, Bridgestone tractor tires are designed with enhanced wear resistance and durability. They are engineered to provide excellent traction and ride comfort on the road while minimizing soil compaction. To learn more about Bridgestone tires, visit your local certified Firestone Ag dealer or visit firestoneag.com.
In tough times, invest in what pays, like the InZone bin system from Farm Shop MFG.
The moisture increase has been a huge benefit for us. We are hauling out more bushels than we hauled in. Who doesn't want to add more money back into your crop?
Call 712-520-6061.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Retire.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sunstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sunstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sunstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sunstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
AgriTalk is brought to you by ESN. Don't risk your nitrogen investment. ESN is designed to beat the five ROI killers and provide season-long end to your crop. Learn how ESN works at smartnitrogen.com.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. September 15th through the 21st is National Farm Safety and Health Week. Timing is perfect to talk about some of the issues with harvest getting started, more equipment on the road, working longer hours, doing things that maybe you only due for a relatively short period of time each year, so it's unfamiliar. It can all add up to some added stresses and some more dangerous than normal situations for you out there. Let's talk about managing all the issues with Megan Chassau. She is the outreach director and center coordinator at the Upper Midwest Agricultural Safety and Health Center. Megan, welcome back to AgriTalk. How are you?
Chip, good morning. It is so good to be here. I'm doing well. It's one of my favorite weeks of the year. We're talking about the importance of the folks in agriculture, especially as we head into harvest season. So I would say things are going great.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent. Tell me about the UMASH Center.
We are a center. We are physically based in Minnesota, so don't hold that against us. But we are we're funded to keep the folks that work in agriculture safe and healthy, which is a great line of work to be in. And so what we do is we study the things happening in agriculture to better understand, you know, how we can keep folks healthy and safe. And we also do a lot in the field. So spent a lot of the summer at farm shows talking with farmers and folks in the agricultural community about how we make farms and the agricultural community really healthy and safe for everybody. And as well as talking with folks like you today, Chip. So that is what we do here at the Upper Midwest Ag Safety and Health Center, more shortly known as UMASH.
Right. Right. Who do you target primarily with the information and the outreach that you do, Megan?
Yeah, we really target those farmers and farm families themselves. You know, they're ultimately the folks that we want to see, you know, finish work healthy at the end of the day. Yeah. And really also the entire agricultural community. You know, as folks know, it's a small but big world. And so a lot of folks that work in agriculture are also farmers and vice versa. And so really the entire community, especially agribusiness, are really important people when we talk about keeping folks in agriculture healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there's so many of these issues that you are addressing this week, and it's the middle of Farm Safety and Health Week, but it started on Monday, and you started talking about some roadway safety issues, and this is so important on so many different levels. I mean, I know too many instances when somebody was seriously injured or killed in a roadway accident that included some farm equipment. And
right.
Megan, it's something that we need to be aware of all the time.
Really all the time is right. And these seasons like harvest and also things like planting, we do see a really big uptick in that large, oftentimes slow farm equipment on rural roads in particular. And it's a, like you said, I think everyone has a handful of stories of serious incidents or close calls. You know, folks have really been affected by this. But yeah, especially heading into seasons where we know there's going to be, you know, everything from combines, grain carts, you know, tractors, et cetera, on the roads. It's both the folks operating them being cognizant and aware, but it's also everybody in these communities. Yeah. And we know one of the pain points, if you will, can be those left turns because, you know, folks slow down. And we know that giving enough space and really slowing down around those machinery, it really is the best way to go about it. But something that I'm thinking about a lot this time of year, you know, some areas are heavy into harvest, but for the folks that are kind of gearing up, a great thing to add to your you know, preparations is checking the lighting, the marking, those slow moving vehicle signs. You know, being seen is such an important part of staying safe on those roadways. It's doing what you can as an individual, but also, you know, having those folks that are out in the farm communities given that space. And
it's about being defensive and making sure that you are taking the actions to prevent others from having an accident with you.
Absolutely. And it's both.
Yes, it is absolutely both. And I want to move on, but I am going to mention this very quickly. You guys out there driving the ATVs, UTVs, it all applies to you. Each and every law out there on the road. You got to follow them in those units. They there's just been too many accidents with that involving the ATVs and the UTVs that we need to be really careful there. Another safety issue is just playing out, taking care of yourself, right, Megan? It's that time of the year where taking care of yourself is going to make you a more safe in the work that you're doing out there.
It absolutely is. You know, it's kind of cliche, but the good old airlines saying of put your own oxygen mask on first. But it's a really easy time of year to let those things slip. But, you know, we also know that, you know, when we're stressed, when we're busy, when we're it's nighttime, all of the things, it affects how we react to things. It affects our decisions, you know, and we know that. And so, you know, there's going to be caffeine this time of year. Make sure you throw water in there. You know, I tell folks it's about, you know, a balanced approach. And, you know, it's tough because, you know, in agriculture and especially in harvest, you know, you do it when the conditions cooperate. And I would also say, like, you know, getting the rest that you can, shifting if you're on a big enough team to do that, it's really important this time of year. And we see way more incidents happen when folks are, you know, super stressed, when it's nighttime, when you've been up for a really long time, all of those things. So there's a lot of really practical ways to kind of get through this season of sacrifice, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, another issue is farming is a multi-generational business. And when I talk about multi-generational businesses, I talk about getting the kids out there to take part in harvest. And it's something that I want farmers to be able to do, but doggone it, you got to do it safely.
Totally, totally. And something I'm a grown-up farm kid myself. Yep. It's one of my favorite times of year. I love the smell of harvest, interestingly, of all things. But 100%. And it's a busy time of year for families, and then you throw harvest in it. It's definitely something we want folks to keep top of mind, especially in that farm yard is a really important space. You know, the traffic is going to increase in the farmyard a lot. The sun's starting to set sooner, so having those designated spaces for kids is a really good idea. It's instinct. When you see your dad, mom, uncle coming home, you're like, you know, run after them. But things like that, and even, you know, run through a checklist in the farmyard with everybody on the team. Have something like a high-vis vest or something else that's really good to have is just like numbers and addresses so everyone knows who's involved and where we're going.
Yeah, good stuff. You know, and just there's going to be a lot of guys, a lot of people, a lot of families there. That's what I'm looking for. A lot of families that are looking to give an older generation on the farm one last ride in the combine or whatever it might be, which is awesome, But we need to be mindful of some of the issues with older people as they're out there trying to get into some of that big equipment.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the equipment, and it's large, and getting in it is definitely different than some of the equipment we had, you know, even 20 years ago. So absolutely that. And also be just, you know, paying attention to things like the time of day. You know, I think it's a great way to keep the multiple generations involved, and, you know, putting a little bit of thought of, like, you know, what time of day is this going to work? Do we want, maybe we have folks, you know, do their laps in the field, but they're not moving the machinery on the roadways. You know, things like that might be really, you know, easy for you to implement.
We're down to about 30 seconds left here, Megan, but confined spaces in ag, you know, I'm thinking about that grain bin, need to be so careful.
Totally. The grain bins especially, and we've really been seeing a lot with augers and incidents with augers, and including incidents with youth. So especially when you think there might be out of condition grain, that's when I really tell folks to, that's when you need to be aware. That's when you need to work in teams and really go into those situations prepared. So be aware of those confined spaces and especially those augers, and especially this time of year.
All right, Megan, keep up the good work. This is such an important topic. September 15th through the 21st is National Farm Safety and Health Week. How can they tap into some of the resources that you've got, Megan?
Folks can find all kinds of great free resources at umash.umn.edu.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. Good work, Megan. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again.
Appreciate it, Chip.
You bet. Megan Schausau, the Outreach Director and Center Coordinator at UMass.
Every year, humic loss makes it harder for crops to absorb applied nutrients. Resurge from Helena is a low-dust granule that delivers humic compounds to improve nutrient uptake and plant growth. The Resurge granule's superior hardness and uniformity withstands pneumatic applications, allowing for even distribution in your fertilizer and across the acre. Energize your soil and elevate your crops. Contact your Helena representative to learn more. Always follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
Wake up, get ready, grab breakfast, go to work, grab lunch, come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Farmers, it's harvest time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa also has filters with low prices throughout the entire year and has specialty tools for your equipment. Keep your equipment working throughout the harvest with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand. Double-digit losses in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk down 26 to 23.64, November down 36 to 22.85, December down 34 to 21.70, January down 15 at 20.51. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live cattle markets mostly higher with the exception of the nearby month. Feeder cattle mostly higher in deferred contracts, lower in the nearbys. Again, the trade really kind of waiting for cash to develop. Some bull spread trades in the feeder cattle markets. Higher pork cutout values helping to support the hog markets once again today. October live cattle down 40 cents to 178.40. September feeder cattle down 32 cents to 242.97. October hogs up 37 cents to 82.15. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets are relatively flat today. Soybeans, meanwhile, they're moving higher. Expectations of higher Chinese purchases of beans and even some purchases of beans from Argentina supporting the bean markets. Meanwhile, wheat markets also moving mostly higher. Some concerns about escalation in the Russian-Ukraine war after the big Ukrainian drone attack on the large Russian ammunition dump overnight. December corn up a half to 413. November beans up 9 to 1015. December wheat in Chicago up 1.5 to 577 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat December down 3 to 618. With markets, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Do you suffer from talking on the radio phobia? No problem. Send us a tweet at hashtag AgriTalk.
All right, welcome back to AgriTalk. Glad that you are with us. It is time to get the Farmer Forum started this week. Kevin Papp up in Minnesota joins us right now. Kevin, it is great to talk to you again. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
You bet. Glad that you're here. Derek Josie out in Oregon, TDF Honest Farming. Derek, great to talk to you again. Welcome.
You also. It's been a while.
Yeah, man. It certainly has. Certainly has. How are things going out there? Everything okay?
Yeah, things are good.
Good.
Typical Tillamook weather. We can't decide whether it's going to be wet or dry.
Yeah, pretty typical stuff. All right, Kevin, I want to start with you back here in the Midwest. Let's get an update on how your corn and soybean crops are handling some late season stress. What's going on?
Well, after having the second wettest June and all-time records, the fourth wettest summer of all-time records, we're just kind of ready for it to be over and start again next year. I mean, that's the great thing about farming. Agriculture, it's renewable. We get to do it again next year, and hopefully with a little nicer weather.
Yeah. Yeah. It talk about a challenging season up there for you guys. That corn crop, even with proper nitrogen management, that corn crop just ran out of gas, didn't it, Kevin?
It did. It just was something we weren't expecting. And you just, when it rains 20 out of 30 days in the month of June, there's just not a lot you can do about it. You know, you can't control the weather and just do the best you can.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt. Derek, what's the crop situation out your way?
The crops are decent. I mean, we obviously aren't growing any grain corn out here, but our silage corn looks decent. It's been a mild, fairly wet year, so our grass crops have been pretty phenomenal, actually. So we're going into fall and winter we're happy. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, good. Good. That's love hearing that. I mean, the dairy guys have been dealing with some high production costs for quite some time. It's probably nice to see those forage costs come down just a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, not to break the grain growers' hearts in the country, but the grain prices where they're at sure is nice for dairy farmers, too.
Yeah.
But I do feel for everybody else.
Yeah, very cool. Kevin's Farm Safety Week, I know that this is something that is very high up your priority list. We just had a great conversation there with Megan from UMass. Talk to me about why this is an issue that is up your priority list.
Well, I think it's so important. You know, we want to be sustainable in agriculture, and you've already mentioned it today that, you know, generational sustainability is the most important. So we just want to be safe out there. And as you and Megan were talking, I was thinking, you know, I guess I'd ask the listeners that this fall, every day that they see a deer, and I really don't care if it's that deer running through the woods or if it's green deer on the combine or an emblem somewhere, I want to think about the five things that stand for deer. Just do something. Talk about it. Have those conversations. Put a shield back on. You know, I've already talked about the importance of taking a break and eating and sleeping correctly. The three E's in deer, we talk about educator, engage, Farm Safety Week. Have those conversations. But if we can't do it that way, think about all the things we've got in agriculture today for engineering. I mean, there's a reason the corn head stops or the lawnmower shuts off when you get off the seat, or the unloading auger is beeping at you when the auger's out or running or the tank full. Because if we don't do that education and engagement engineering, it's going to be R for regulations. And we're going to increase regulations, and after regulations come enforcement. So I just ask people to do something, engage about it, think about those engineering things that are out there, because if not, the regulation and the enforcement will come. And if we have and you're not have time and you're not a green guy, I guess we could talk about red as well.
Yeah. I got you. One of the messages, and you just tweeted it out, Kevin, I think it's really, really important, and it puts it makes it easy to understand just how dangerous some of this equipment is. Talk to me about 13-foot shoelaces.
Well, when I did a lot of my farm safety classes, I had my tennis shoes with the 13-foot shoelaces. You know, average reaction time is a second or less. We got to remember a 1,000 RPM PTO shaft that turns 16 times in that second. That wraps over 13 feet. So if you're that farmer that say, hey, I'm just going to pull my foot back if it catches my shoelace or something else, my question to you, and it's up on my shop wall, is are you fast enough? You don't stick your hand in things. You don't get feet close because that's going to wrap 13 feet of shoelaces in that 1 second.
It's amazing. It's amazing how fast things can happen and how fast it can change your life if you don't do things right. And, Derek, animals on the farm, it adds another level of issues when it comes to farm safety, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you're working with cattle that are 1,000-plus pounds, I mean, it doesn't take much for you to get injured. You have that aspect, and you also have the manure aspect, where if you don't have things properly ventilated or you're going somewhere you shouldn't, you can find out in a hurry that it was a bad idea, and it can be the last decision you ever make. So on-farm safety is always a concern. You have equipment on dairies and, you know, cattle ranches, all of it's the same. You just think twice before you do something that, you know, we've always done. Maybe look at it and think, you know, there's probably a better way to do this that's a little safer.
Yeah. Yep. I love that. And the other thing with animal agriculture is you got to be concerned about the safety of the animals as well and make sure that they're well taken care of. It's all part of the package, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, without the animals, I can't, my farm doesn't function. So animal safety, human safety, it's all designed and all done with the health and welfare of employees, farmers, and animals. So the balancing acts for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, Kevin, I'm sure that you've got an issue or two that is occupying your conversations with the guys at breakfast. What's going on?
Well, it's, you know, it's certainly the poorer crop, the lower prices, the drowned out spots, just the kind of the fact that everybody's kind of ready to get started, but not terribly excited about what we're going to find out there in the field, but maybe we'll be lucky. I mean, maybe it's going to be one of those years where one pass across the field will use all five colors of the yield monitor. We'll have 100 bushel crop and maybe 200 bushel crop, but it's going to be variable.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, one of the things that we've got that I've been thinking about on that Minnesota crop is storability. We don't know until we know. I get that. But it's got to be something that you guys are thinking about, isn't it?
Well, it's everything. It's harvestability. We're going to be going around spot. We got green spots, you know, here and there. So it's going to be a chopped up harvest. It's going to be harder to dry. So we've got that. And then, you know, once we do get it dry, it's going to be harder to store. And, you know, you've talked a little bit about, as we thought about confined spaces and being engulfed in grain and things like that, being Farm Safety Week. We're going to have to keep an eye on this crop all winter, and we're going to have to do that safely.
Yeah, no doubt. So, Derek, are you putting up corn silage right now? What are you doing?
We didn't actually plant any corn this year. I am looking at putting up some sorghum. I did a test plot of about 30 acres of sorghum that we're going to make silage out of, so that'll be interesting. And we just took, fifth cutting of grass silage off, and with the weather we're getting, I might get a sixth cutting in October.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. Before we get to Measure J, I want to save that for the next segment, Derek. What else is happening in the dairy industry that you are thinking about and is taking up some of your thought time?
Well, I mean, everybody can see the milk prices are doing pretty good right now. And usually dairy farmers' reaction to that is, to just pour on the milk production, but we don't have the heifer inventory that we normally would to be able to do that. And that correlates with the fact that when we're getting exceptionally good pricing on our beef cross drop calves, and it almost doesn't make sense to breed any extra dairy cattle when you can get the prices we're getting for those drop calves. So I don't see a major influx in milk production because people just, it doesn't make sense.
This is an interesting balancing act between the beef on dairy genetics and the maintaining that supply of replacement heifers out there. I think we knew that it was going to be a challenge, but I think it's turning out to be a bigger challenge than many people anticipated, isn't it, Derek?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, yeah. We have things, computer software that allows us to know what we need for replacement heifers, and so that's all we're breeding. We're only breeding enough replacement heifers to maintain our needs because
it doesn't make sense
to breed extra.
Right, not when those beef cross calves are as worth as much money as they are. Okay, we're going to continue the Farmer Forum when we come back. Derek's going to talk about Measure J.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
When it comes to farming and family, the most important thing is laying down roots. Hey, it's Matthew from Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi, and we want to help you grow your roots. From planting to harvest, we can help you lay your foundation through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and great service. We know how to help because we know Bluff Country. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of strong roots in the community and the relationships we build. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty event is back. From now until September 19th, score over 200 daily beauty steals at 50% off in every category. And check Ulta.com daily to get them all before they're gone. Take 50% off bestsellers from brands like Estee Lauder and Supergoop. Plus, say hello to new finds from brands like Dyson and Sol de Janeiro. And Ilia is now at Ulta Beauty in select stores and online. Shop in-store at Ulta.com or try pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply while supplies last.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get 2 cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Joining us now is Ron Calhoun, PhD, Portfolio Manager for Plant Nutrition at Loveland Products. The seasons are changing, Ron. Growers work hard all season, and getting the crop out of the field can make for some long days, but harvest doesn't necessarily mark the end of the work cycle.
Yeah, Chip, fall field work is, you know, equally important to start setting up for next year's season. You know, things like fall burn down herbicides, soil sampling, or like applying MAP-DAP or potash. We do these things to prepare for next year's crop. You know, this year there's maybe some extra challenges associated with that. You know, commodity prices are a little bit lower than last year and fertilizer prices have strengthened a little bit, but those things are still important to get out there and do.
Yeah, absolutely. Loveland Products has a dry fertilizer enhancement called Titan XC that can help address these challenges. Tell us about that.
Our Titan XC fertilizer, it's what we call a biocatalyst. It's specifically designed to over-treat things like MAP, DAP, potash, and the MEZ brands. You know, Chip, I love connecting people with this particular technology. We see positive results from getting more out of this dry fertilizer across the country in season after season. This year, we're actually approaching 100 million acres of Titan-treated fertilizer that have been applied since the introduction of this product. And to me, it's just satisfying that growers see the value of something like that enough to make it standard practice on all their acres.
Standard practice is exactly right. Ron, how does a grower get Titan XC on their dry fertilizer?
Well, the easiest way, Chip, would be to talk to their Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant. They can get the product treated at the plant so it's ready to go when they are. Or you can visit our Powering Crop Performance website at cropfertility.com.
Excellent. Thank you, Ron. That is Dr. Ron Calhoun, Portfolio Manager for Plant Nutrition at Loveland Products.
Always up early. Always getting the job done. Always working as hard as you can. Always pushing for more. Because you never settle. For farmers who seek outstanding performance they can count on, the only brand is DeKalb Corn. Featuring a broad portfolio of products precision bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand. Never settle. See us at DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
For some farmers, soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, then Asgrow brand is all about you. That's why we've dedicated ourselves to developing truly localized products. Products with leading genetics and top-tier weed management. Products that maximize the profit potential on every acre you've got. You're serious about soybeans, and we're serious about your success. Visit Asgrow.com. It's all about the beans. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Knowledge is power. We're here to charge your batteries. AgriTalk.
We are in the middle of this week's Farmer Forum with Kevin Papp from Minnesota, Derek Josie out in Oregon. Derek, I so appreciate your quick messages that you send out. They're just, they get you thinking about issues that are important not only to dairy producers but to all producers out there, I think. And they're really well done. Thank you for doing those. And one of them this week, I think it was on Monday, you mentioned Measure J that is on the ballot out in Oregon for this fall. What is it?
It's actually not in Oregon. It's down in Sonoma, California.
Okay.
It is, well, it's the same tried and true thing that these animal rights slacktivists keep trying. They are trying to ban factory farms and CAFO operations, confined animal feed operations, in Sonoma County, which basically would destroy animal agriculture in that county. And they do it, they're trying to do it at county level because that way they get a toehold, which allows them to try and go bigger. And it's just the same thing that they demonize animal agriculture. Use the imaginary term factory farm, trying to drum up support to get rid of agriculture. And hopefully it's not going to work.
Right, right. Well, and when I think about some of these measures that have happened out in California in particular, and I'm looking at Proposition 12 and its impact on the hog industry, but it also impacts dairy and so on, they present these ballot initiatives in a way that I don't think the voters really know what they're voting for. And they don't figure it out until they feel the consequences of their votes.
Yeah, I feel like that's a lot of all of our political problems lately. But yes, especially when it comes to these measures that they're pushing where they can get them on ballots. I mean, they're trying the same thing here in Oregon again. I do not think they got they've tried three times now. They have yet to get the required number of signatures. But it's the same song and dance, where they portray animal agriculture in the most negative light to try and drum up emotions and get people to vote to stop the, you know, factory farms, and it just ends up making higher food costs, higher everything for the consumer, and then the consumers go, well, how come our food prices are up 30% Well, because you keep voting these idiotic things through.
Yep. You got it, man. You got it, Kevin. In your leadership there in Minnesota, you've had to deal with issues like this over the years, haven't you?
We have, you know, and it's things, whether it's on a local issue, statewide issue, or statewide issue, you know, in other states. California, of course, comes to mind. You know, now as a Blue Earth County Commissioner, you know, you just talked about feeling those consequences. Great thing about being County Commissioner, it's nonpartisan, bipartisan, and I'm kind of feeling those consequences, Chip, about talking so much about green and green combines that I want to go back to red combines for a minute, if I could.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. You know, I think in back of the farm safety bit, as we think about red, if you're driving a red combine, to me, the R is be ready. You know, have that fire extinguisher, have that first aid kit, be ready for that. The E to me would be easy to see. You and Megan talked about that today already, about adequate lighting and slow-moving vehicles turning left and things like that. I would add, be easy to find. If you're working alone, be accountable, things like that. On your cell phone, I mean, I've learned, you know, check with your local provider, but something as simple as having the iPhone Health app on your phone and open gives our dispatchers more information when you dial 911. You know, so look into that. Check with that. And the D is the easy one. You know, D is you could either be dead, or you can be disabled, or you can be delayed in harvest. And that's kind of a consequence of this. And, you know, nobody wants to lay in a hospital bed through harvest of any kind. So think about those things, too. And I kind of felt if we talk green, we should probably talk red.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. Ready, easy,
you
and
see,
then...
This was a prime example of peer pressure, pushing somebody to say things about a different color just to placate the masses, which is what's going on in Sonoma, is they're trying to push through things that they shouldn't.
Yeah, I got you, man. I got you. No, it's all a great reminder, Kevin, especially this week. We're trying to raise awareness about it. All right, Derek, challenge that you are having to manage right now on your operation.
Oh, on my operation specifically, we just 2023, we were in expansion mode because we built new facilities, and I brought a mastitis bug in that took me about 6 months to get rid of, and it cost me a lot of money.
Yeah.
So the things you don't know that you need to know until you go through them. That was not fun.
Yep. That can be a lot of effort to get that cleaned up too. How do you stand? Making progress?
Yeah, we're doing good. We're back. We're back where we should have been a year ago. Now it was not. Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Good.
Now.
Good. Good to hear that, Kevin.
Talk
real
it up
quick,
to
a challenge
a very
that you're
expensive
managing.
Learning experience.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sure it was. Real quick, Kevin, a challenge that you're managing?
Biggest challenge to me right out there is farm kids and age-appropriate tasks. You know, they can physically do it, but they don't have those thinking skills, cognitive skills, if something goes wrong. It's hard to tell them they can't do it when they know they can do it, but they can't think through it if things go wrong. So
gotcha.
Age-appropriate tasks is fun.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Derek, thank you so much for making time for us this morning. Be safe out there, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Kevin Papp up in Minnesota. Thank you so much, Kevin.
All right, everybody, don't be dead, disabled, or delayed in their harvest in the hospital bed.
Good stuff. All right, come back this afternoon, 206 Central, here on...
You say you never give in to a meltdown. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. And never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council. NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather update, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right? Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes.
Text RADIO to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on.